In Louisiana, a federal appeals court has affirmed a lower court's ruling that overturned the murder conviction of Albert Woodfox, the last member of the Angola 3 still in prison. The Angola 3 are internationally recognized as political prisoners and symbols of a racist system of mass incarceration and solitary confinement. Of the other two members of the Angola 3, Robert King was released in 2001 after a judge overturned his conviction for killing another prisoner. And Herman Wallace, the second of the three, was free last year after a judge overturned his conviction for the killing of a prison guard. The ailing Wallace left prison in an ambulance and died 2 days later. Woodfox was also convicted in the murder of the prison guard, although there was no physical evidence tying either Wallace or Woodfox to that killing, and the sole witness was another prisoner, who is now dead, and who was rewarded for his testimony. KPFA's Ann Garrison spoke to Robert King, the other surviving Angola 3 member. Here's that interview.
Robert King, Albert Woodfox has now been in solitary confinement for over 42 years, despite reportedly being a model prisoner. Do you think this ruling will be the end of it, or do you expect Louisiana Attorney General Betty Caldwell to either appeal or retry Mr. Woodfox, or even both?
It is not quite over. We don't think so. Public opinion means a lot in this case. If Buddy Caldwell, the Attorney General who has taken on this case, if he plans to pursue another trial, it means only one thing, that he will get a jury out of rural Louisiana who do not know anything about this case. And despite the fact that this case may be known worldwide and nationwide, there are places where the jury pools who don't know anything about this case can be persuaded by this misinformation that has been going out there over the years. But we know better. All the evidence shows contrary, and that Buddy Caldwell is just pursuing something that he's obsessed with. He can appeal that decision, which probably won't get him anywhere. He can ask the court for a rehearing.
Is it possible that Mr. Woodfox could walk out of prison on bond, pending an appeal or retrial?
That is something that I'm sure the lawyers are considering.
Have you had a chance to talk to Mr. Woodfox since the appeals court overturned his conviction?
I talked to Albert a few minutes ago. We hadn't read yet Buddy Caldwell's objection and his comment afterwards, but he was really struck by the fact that it was the most conservative coach in the land on the Circuit Court of Appeal. All three of them ruled that he made a showing of discrimination in the grand jury process.
The entire editorial board of the New York Times put their names to an essay calling Mr. Woodfox's 42 years in solitary, quote-unquote, barbaric beyond measure. Do you think that the tide has turned against mass incarceration and solitary confinement during the decades you've been working to free and exonerate yourself and the other two members of the Angola 3?
Yes, there has been a shift in prison, the mass incarceration of prison, the impact that prison has on society, and of course, solitary confinement. And there have been some states that has outlawed solitary confinement.
And that was Robert King on a federal court's decision to overturn the conviction of Albert Woodfox. For Pacifica, KPFA and Afrobeat Radio, I'm Ann Garrison.